This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. 46,000 people are seeking shelter every night in New York City. A new record. And the government is saying that the economy is improving? Who are they kidding? Jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I'm blissed. How about you, Dr. Shealy?
I am blissed. Every day.
Yes, me too. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. There's a meetup Friday night. We're going to be talking about deer hunting and processing meat. Ken Hurley, this Friday, 5:30, Ziggy's. Information's on the website. And if you're a potential exhibitor for the Get Prepared Expo, you can give us a call, 816-600-1485, 816-600-1485, the biggest preparedness expo in the United States, right here. Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be there at the expo for 2 days. Welcome, Dr. Norman Shealy.
Hey, good morning, Vin.
Hey, Dr. Shealy, I had a question for you. You sent me an article about aluminum, and you know, I was thinking about that, the toxicity of aluminum, and I remember back in the 1950s and the 1960s, my mother, along with millions of other mothers, were introduced to aluminum cookware, and you know, before that, women, mothers used cast iron cookware in the kitchen, and it was heavy, and those cast iron pots rusted, you know, when they were dried, and so they went to aluminum cookware because it was lighter and it cleaned a little bit easier, and it didn't rust or it didn't appear to rust. But what I remember, Dr. Shealy, is the spaghetti sauce simmering on the stove for an hour or two in that aluminum cookware. Later on, as we looked at that aluminum cookware, we noticed it was pitted from use.
Well,
what do you think? You know,
interesting that back in the 70s, we began to recognize, at least the first reports were, there's an increased amount of aluminum in the brain of patients with Alzheimer's disease. And it was debated as to whether that was meaningful or whether it was there just because they had, you know, had themselves die. But the evidence is now overwhelming. I only sent, I've got about 50 reprints right here in front of me as we're talking. I just got them off the internet yesterday. There's no question that aluminum is not an essential mineral, number one. Number two, it is toxic in moderate increased dosages. And number three, people with Alzheimer's fed interesting silica, will excrete more aluminum. So it actually is a natural chelating agent to help get rid of aluminum. Personally, I under no circumstance use aluminum baking powder. I think it should be taken off the market. Under no circumstance do I use any antiperspirant that includes aluminum, including those so-called stones you can buy at health food stores, which are just a solid form of an aluminum ion. There's no question that it looks as if aluminum increases the incidence of Parkinsonism, probably MS. In other words, you don't want to take any aluminum into your body if you don't have to. It's that simple.
You know, Dr. Shealy, you can look around. Anytime you go out, it would probably be unlikely that you would see someone, I mean, you would not see someone with a soda can that's made out of aluminum
That's right.
I mean, it's everywhere.
And the problem with that is that aluminum is even more soluble in an acid solution, and all pop, of course, is acid as can be. And so it's more likely to dissolve more aluminum than anything else that's in there.
Yeah, even club soda is acidic, and club soda and aluminum can, and you think that, well, you know, there's no acid in that, but
exactly.
Club soda is acidic. Okay, so Dr. Shealy, I'm thinking about some of the things that aluminum is used in, and yes, we just talked about soda cans, but cookware, we talked about that, the old club, C-L-U-B, aluminum saucepans and cookware, aluminum foil.
Yeah,
and
I discarded all aluminum cookware 40 years ago. And we do not use aluminum foil. I do not believe you should cook in it.
Yeah, well, and what about the transference of aluminum from, let's do something common here. We have Thanksgiving dinner, for example, or any dinner, for example. And we have an open glass container, and we want to cover that. It's a little bit warm because it just heated. We cover that with aluminum foil. Let's say it's spaghetti sauce, and we're going to put it in the refrigerator. Let's say it's potatoes, you know, that we cooked in the oven. Or what about cooking potatoes in aluminum foil in
no way.
The oven?
Not yeah. in my house.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
literally,
dangerous.
When I said I've got 50, that's probably an underestimate of the total number of toxicity studies on aluminum. In one article alone, there are 45 references about the toxicology of aluminum.
Okay, so let's talk about what aluminum is added to. Okay, so do you have a list of those? Or I've got a few in front of me. Do you want me to go through my list?
Yeah, I'll go through it.
Oh, okay. Well, baking powder. You know, we use baking powder. I mean, I'm speaking generically, across the country. We use baking powder in lots of our cooking. And then self-rising flour has aluminum, or it's commonly added to self-rising flour, and table salt and pickling salt. And this is kind of amazing to me, because we don't think about it very often. Processed cheese commonly has added to it aluminum. And cake mixes. Now, you know about cake mixes. That's it's really kind of scary to me, because young people seem to like cakes more than us middle-aged guys. You know, young children love to have cakes, cupcakes, and they like to make them, and we're adding aluminum to their diet.
Mm-hmm.
Antacids. Buffered aspirin, vaccines, even hemorrhoid. Some hemorrhoid medications have aluminum. Baby powders, lipsticks, talcum powder. How often does a baby get talcum powder? And is the aluminum absorbed through the skin, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You know, again, remember, the skin actually tends to like an acid content.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more likely to dissolve stuff, aluminum, through the skin because it is acid. The inside of the body is alkaline. The skin attracts acid.
Skin attracts acid. Okay. Well, it's everywhere. It's aluminum is pretty abundant on the planet. And
over 8% of all the elements. Some idiots back in the 70s tried to argue that because it's part of nature, it has to be essential for life. I mean, that's like saying that arsenic is essential for life and uranium is essential for life. I mean, that is beyond stupid to me.
Yeah, well, how about oil? How about, oil is natural. I mean, we pump it out of the ground. Why not have some of that, too?
I wouldn't drink it. And remember, most of the antacids, so-called, those things, have a lot of aluminum in them. Now, remember, because it comes out of the earth, I mean, aluminum is present in earth, there are certain foods that have a certain amount of aluminum. And so the average person seems to get out of their food about 10 milligrams of aluminum per day. That is within an acceptable level, apparently. But the problem is, if you go above that, the aluminum then begins to block the uptake of more essential nutrients like iron, chromium, etc. And it's used in it. Some water systems use it to remove microorganisms. And, you know, I just don't like it. You know, the single highest concentration of aluminum is in mussels, that little shellfish called mussel. It has 27,000 micrograms per 3 ounces of mussels. I mean, that's a near a toxic level. I'll never eat another mussel in my life.
You know, I used to eat those when I was a teenager. We lived near the ocean, and you could go to a clam bar where they'd serve, a bucket of mussels that were just out of the ocean, and they were fresh, and you can dip them in a hot sauce. And for some reason, I thought they were okay. But you know, what you're talking about, 27,000 micrograms in 3 ounces. 3 ounces is a small portion.
That's right.
We used to eat these by the bucket. I mean, literally, probably larger, maybe 3 people or 4 people would go to one of these bars, and you'd get a bucket, a 2-gallon bucket of these things. So you'd eat a half a gallon a person.
Yeah, you've had a toxic dose of... But see, the interesting thing about aluminum toxicity is it's slow. You know, it doesn't poison you instantly in the doses that we get. But we need to talk about it a little bit more. And then the concentration in water.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We're talking about aluminum, and it's toxic. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You heard about the AquaPail during the last commercial? And I've invited one of the developers of the AquaPail to be on the radio with me, James Thomas Stevens. He's going to be on this afternoon. I wanted to know more about it, why it was developed, how it works. And one of the team dropped one off at the farmhouse last night. I haven't had a chance to use it, but I'm interested in learning more about it. That'll be this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And with me right now is Dr. Norman Shealy. We're talking about aluminum in food, aluminum in water. And Dr. Shealy is going to tell us more about his concerns about aluminum in the water supply.
Well, there's a very interesting study done in France in which unequivocally, where the local water supply had a higher concentration of aluminum, it more than doubled the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. This was a very nice study, you know, a 10-year follow-up, 8-year follow-up. At any rate, it's pretty unequivocal. Result, Alzheimer's disease, increased risk, 2.14, that is, over twice, is great. And I really think that we ought to be measuring city water levels of aluminum. It may be even more important than fluoride, Vince.
Wow. Can you imagine that? And, you know, Dr. Shealy, I am absolutely shocked that we've been describing Greg Burris's fluoride adding activities to the municipal water supply in Springfield, Missouri, and we've been giving out his phone number and telling people to call him and tell him he's fired. You know, that guy's got a real tough skin. He's still dumping fluoride in the water. I can't believe it. I've never seen anything like it. You would think that with the amount of outcry that we've caused and exposing the toxicity of fluoride in the water, that he would have been carted out of office. He's still there. I can't believe it. So I guess we have to double our efforts. But, you know, Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at a report right now, and it talks about the milligrams per day that have been reported in several countries, the dietary intakes in milligrams per day. Australia's pretty low, 1.9 to 2.4 milligrams. Finland, 6.7. Germany ranges between 8 and 11. Looks like they're the highest. Japan, 4.5. Netherlands, 3.1. No, Sweden's the highest, 13. 13 milligrams per day. The USA is about 8. So, you know, we're trying to catch up.
Yeah, up to 10 milligrams a day seems to be okay unless you have kidney problems. People who have kidney failure have a very high incidence of aluminum because they just can't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shealy, medically, what do you think we should consider doing if we are concerned about aluminum toxicity in the body?
Well, take silica.
How do we do that?
Well, horsetail grass happens to have a high content of silica. There are other products you could probably get, but I suppose horsetail grass might be the cheapest, because it does help you excrete, aluminum. And we can't avoid it totally because, it's everywhere. I mean, it is 8% of the earth itself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I'm looking at horsetail grass, since you mentioned it. It looks very inexpensive. It's available at for $5 or less in, it looks like, capsules. And it looks like it's actually a grass.
Yeah. It is, you know, it looks like a horsetail.
Yeah. Okay, so that's high in silica. Now, when you say silica, are we talking about the same thing that sand is comprised of?
Well, yes. I mean, it is a it's silica dioxide, I believe, is sand. But I think you need more of a chelated one, which you would find in something like horsetail grass.
Yeah, it looks like it grows in a sandy area. So
yeah.
Maybe that's how it. How it's absorbed by the grass. Dr. Norman Shealy is with me. I'm Vin Finelli. I've got some questions coming back on the other side of this break about life expectancy. Do doctors live longer? And I can't wait to hear the answers. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
I just posted an article on how to grow horse tail grass on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you'd like to look at it, it's not a great article. It's just something I found very quickly. You can grow it at home in a home garden inside, and it'll give you thoughts on, or it'll stimulate some thoughts on how you can grow it. And I'm going to call Mike Knox after the broadcast today. Mike Knox is our instructor for seeds. He's our seedsman, USAPrepares.com seedsman. Link on the website to Mike Knox, White Harvest Seeds. And what I'm going to do is ask him if he can bring some horsetail grass seeds to the expo. What do you think, Dr. Shuley?
I think it's wonderful. I'll grow it.
Oh, Mike Knox is a really good guy. He teaches us about. Yeah. Dr. Shealy, longevity. You know, you sent me an article about longevity and mortality rates and causes among U.S. physicians. It's kind of interesting.
Well, you know, a number of years ago, there was this widely circulated thing we won't mention the name of that stated that physicians died at age 56. I recently checked it again, and it's still there in the books. And that is not true. That is a blatant distortion of reality. In general, physicians die about the same age as most Americans, although in many specialties, they outlive the average American. So it, like everything else, it depends to some extent on lifestyle. But in general, it is unequivocal that they live at least as long on average as the average American. That's the important thing. Despite being exposed to more germs and other such things in contact with lots of people, in general, that is not a deficit. And, you know, I think the other thing is that physicians in general are happier in their work than a lot of other people.
Really? When I see physicians that are outside of work, it absolutely appears that way. But when I see one in the office, for example, like at St. John's, it appears to me that they are really pressed for time. Meaning the second they walk in, the stopwatch is running.
Well, 50 years from now, it may well change a lot in the death rate because of the what I call the third-party rape. Physicians have been, in the last 20 years, increasingly subjected to unbelievable stress from the insurance mafia, hospitals, and now Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And so it could change. But at this point in time, it hasn't, you know, it takes 50 years to see an equivocal change in the rate or the time of death.
Well, you know, it seems to me that when a physician comes in, it's, the door's closed to the physician's office. You're inside and you're waiting and you can hear them pull the chart out of the holder right outside the door, flip through the chart for 15 seconds. You can almost see him take a deep breath like, okay, here I go. And, inside, and he puts on a nice face. He's calm. He's got plenty of time as long as he can get this done in 7 minutes. You know? And,
well, that's true. And again, that is a change, you see, began to take place in the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really approaching over 25 years that physicians have been increasingly stressed and distressed. But it isn't going to affect our life expectancy for probably another 25 years. You know, we'll gradually find that it's the stress that they've been subjected to by the third-party mafia is catching up with them.
Dr. Shealy, you've written at least 28 books, is that right?
Yeah, 29 will be out next year.
Okay. If someone wanted to search on Dr. Norman Shealy, would they be able to buy your books? How would you recommend that they find your books? NormShealy.com?
Yeah, NormShealy.com, they'll find them. Or they can just go to NormShealy.com or just Norm Shealy on the Internet and they'll find it.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, what if someone were to if someone wanted to buy one of your books or read one of your books, what would be the first book that you would like him or her to start with?
You know, I really think at the moment, Energy Medicine would be the one I would recommend because it's my most comprehensive book.
Okay. Can you tell us what we'd find in Energy Medicine?
Almost 400 pages of Hard Death, the biggest book I've ever written. But basically, it covers everything other than drugs and surgery as it relates to health. So it includes all kinds of stuff related to electricity and nutrition and alternative ways of healing, the whole holistic medical health movement, spiritual healing, self-regulation, all of those things that are outside conventional medicine.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I've got an autographed copy right here. It says, for Vince, the Econo Energizer. And then and it says Norm. What you've got here is starts out with what is energy medicine, the historical use of energy medicine. You talk about Edgar Cayce, karma, reincarnation, and the psycho-spiritual roots of disease, and the physiological roots of health and disease. Homeopathy, acupuncture, electrotherapy, body therapies, spiritual energy, energy psychology, and quantum physics. When you get into quantum physics, you're up to page 317, and it keeps going. This is a really thick book, really, really thick book. I think it's a great book. And you talk about nutrition and lifestyle, mind-body medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. And you know, your books have... they're different from just about everything else that's out there, Dr. Shealy.
Well, that's true, but then that's what I've been doing for the last 40 years, is looking at safe alternatives. My number one request is safety.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, as you talked about 50-year periods for seeing changes in medicine, from 1900 to 1902, I'm looking at a survival chart by age, and it has death registration statistics in it, and it looks to me like the average lifespan in 1900 to 1902 is somewhere around 45 years old.
Yeah, it varies with, you know, things. At least 45 to 50 is what we had 110 years ago.
Okay, that's what it looked like in this chart. And then when we went to 1949 to 1951, it looked like we moved up about 10 years to about age 55, maybe 55 to 60. You know, I'm looking at a chart without having the actual numbers in front of me. And then 1999, we bumped it up to about, between 70 and 75 years old. Am I reading this right?
And some of them say 78 now, as the average age. It was a wonderful book back in the 70s called The Role of Medicine by a British physician who pointed out that life expectancy had increased. About 96% of the increase was due to improvements in sanitation, like disposal of sewage and pasteurization of milk and chlorination of water. I mean, let's face it, although I don't like chlorine in water, it has cut down on the incidence of infectious diseases significantly. At the beginning of the last century, half or more of all children died of infectious diseases.
Yeah, and I believe even Abe Lincoln's child died from water.
That's right.
Yeah. So the greatest improvements are in sanitation and water. And that makes a lot of sense. But yet, doctors, and I'm not talking about you, doctors that I've seen that come visit me don't necessarily wash their hands between visits.
Well, that, of course, is totally unacceptable. You must, well, it's like going to the bathroom and not washing your hands, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. It's criminal behavior.
So what else have we done in society to improve our life expectancy? And then after we talk about that.
Both adequate calories and adequate protein. Again, this was part of that wonderful book I was talking about. Before 1900, widespread nutritional deficiencies were common, and largely just not enough food, and secondly, not enough protein. You know, we have to have a certain amount of protein, and because of our improvement in farming practices and and a better amount and quality of food, but we've had adequate calories. In fact, now, of course, we have the other problem. For the last 30 years or so, we have too many calories. So it is now actually being predicted that the current generation of children may actually begin for the first time in history to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents and grandparents only because of obesity.
Well, it seems obvious that that's the case. You can look around and you can see some very large young people. I'm talking about 10 years old, 12 years old. I mean, very large. Some of these young people are way more than I do.
Oh,
and
yeah.
At 10 and 12 years old. And it can't be good. So they have to, I mean, it's obvious that they're going to have a shorter life expectancy. So, Dr. Shealy, if this is the case, what do we do? What do we do?
Well, it's only one thing that's going to change the future of health, and that's for people to take responsibility for themselves and for their own health, because nobody can do it except you. And, I mean, let's face it, conservatively, 2 out of 3 adults are overweight, and 1 out of 3 are just plain fat.
2 out of 3 adults are overweight, and how many are fat?
1/3 are obese. Official definition of obese is essentially a body mass index.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Chile's with us this morning, and he was on a conference call on Monday. We mentioned that, and you could call in. Dr. Chile, will we be able to hear that conference call from your website?
By tomorrow.
Okay.
Good old wonderful Robert Mueller, my assistant, mm-hmm. did record it, and I'll ask him to put it on the website by tomorrow.
There you go. So if you'd like to contact Dr. Norman Shealy, you may. NormShealy.com, N-O-R-M as in Norman, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy is on the air with me twice a week, every Wednesday morning at 10 to 11 and every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4. And on Thursday afternoons before our broadcast at USA Prepares, he broadcasts live out of KWTO, AM 560, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So if you listen live, you can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button for KWTO, and you can listen live at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock to get even more of Dr. Norman Shealy. And if you continue on from 3 to 4, you'll hear me and Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy, you're going to be presenting several seminars at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th right here in Springfield, Missouri at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Information is on the website. What will we be learning, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I'm going to talk most intensely about bliss and oxytocin and how to be happy. But also mm-hmm. I'll be going through all of what I call the sacred rings, because all five of them have tremendous importance in health. For instance, DHEA, the most abundant hormone in the body, is also one of the most deficient, as we, quote, mature. So we will have great instructions in how to raise your DHEA naturally and safely.
Dr. Shealy, you know, bliss puts a grin on my face. There's no question about it. And it makes us, I don't know, you're a naturally happy guy too, but have you ever seen anyone not become happier as a result of bliss? Has it ever happened that
yes. you've... Vince, nothing is 100%.
I understand, but I can't imagine this stuff.
98 to 99% of people. But remember, we can't tell whether you're dead or alive without going to the Supreme Court in extreme cases.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but I don't know any drug in the world that helps 90-plus percent of people. So
I remember being at a meetup on a Friday night, and there was this one guy. He's a really good guy, and he has a very serious look on his face. And I said, I want to try something. And right in front of everybody, there must have been 100 people there. I hope I didn't embarrass them, but I said, I want you to try some Bliss, because a lot of people were interested. So I took out this little bottle of Bliss. It's the size of a lipstick and has a roller ball, and unscrewed the cap. And I asked him if he'd just put out his hands, and right between his thumb and forefinger, I put one drop on one hand, and correspondingly on the other hand, I put a drop. And I said, whatever you do, don't smile. And he was instantly, I mean, it worked as fast on him as it does on me. He was grinning from ear to ear. I'm not kidding. And so, you know what? I think I'm going to do the same thing this Friday night when I see him. He's an engineer. He's a really, really good guy. He's a seminar instructor. He's one of our instructors. I'm not going to mention his name on the air, but, you know, I might further embarrass him. But, you know, I'm going to do it again this weekend. So, or this Friday. That ought to be a lot of fun. So, Dr. Shealy, we're unhappy, a lot of us, and we can fix that by raising DHEA. And I was looking at this chart. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, oxytocin. And I was looking at this chart of life expectancy, and black males are doing the worst. I mean, we're generally, life expectancy is on the increase. We're living longer. Black males, 70 years old. White males and black females, 75. And white females are doing the best, 80. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to learning more about what we can do to get all of us up there in the 80s. Dr. Norman Shealy has been with us. Thank you so much, Dr. Shealy. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is really up to you. And coming up next on GCN is Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.